value-added beef. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A beef producer expanding into value-added production and marketing opportunities may have some challenges starting out. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
If you raise beef cattle, you may be one of several producers nationwide who have entered into some realm of value-added production as a way to increase your potential income.
Over the past several years, we have worked directly with farm families across the state that are interested in finishing out beef animals on the farm and marketing the products from those animals direct to the public in a variety of ways.
Yet as Rob Holland Jr. of University of Tennessee Extension points out, in working with producers in his state and talking with other extension experts across the country, there can be challenges for producers expanding into value-added beef production.
One of the early challenges that we have found actually is on the production side in terms of finishing out the animals.
He explains there are fewer producers who finish their own animals to desired slaughter weights than in the past.
So we're seeing the need for educational information on rations and just matching genetics with local environments and things like that. And from a production standpoint, just getting back into the notion of what it takes efficiently, effectively, and profitably finish an animal to get it where it's ready for harvest and where it will provide the best carcass for direct market type situations.
Another challenge a value-added beef producer may face is finding a processor for their products.
Being able to find a processor off the farm that can harvest animals on the schedule that the farmer needs and process them and package those products to the farm marketer's desires, that has improved over the years. There's still a huge opportunity for more processors in our state to match the demand from local cattle producers that are trying to direct market.
Holland adds that many beef producers are looking into or have installed processing facilities on their own farm. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.